Thank you for tuning in to the Heritage Church of God in Maumee, Ohio, where Senior Pastor Robert L. Fry has a great message from God's holy word. We'd love for you to come and join us at Heritage Church of God, where our motto is, a salvation experience makes you a member. We're located at 3520 Strayer Road in Maumee, Ohio. Look for the red brick church in the valley. If you'd like more information about Heritage Church of God, contact the office at 419-861-9520 or visit our website at heritagechurchofgod.org. Now, let's listen to Pastor Fry share a message inspired by God.
In the Bible, in the book of Exodus, there's a story that isn't told too often, and I kind of like these stories because they give us an insight that changes our lives. And here's what it says in chapter 33 of Exodus, verse 1, chapter 33. Then the Lord said to Moses, "Depart and go up from here, you and the people who you have brought out of the land of Egypt, to the land which I swore to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, saying, 'To your descendants I will give it.' And I will send my angel before you, and I will drive out the Canaanites and the Amorites and the Hittites and the Perizzites and the Hivites and the Jebusites. Go up to the land flowing with milk and honey, for I will not go up in your midst." Our Heavenly Father, I pray, Lord, that you open our eyes to your Spirit, open our hearts to your words, and Lord, change us, because we're here to submit to you. We're not here just to learn something. We're not here to just get an education, but we're here to live that abundant life which we find in you. So Lord, I ask your Spirit to move in every heart and mind and soul that's here today, and we'll give you the thanks in Jesus' name. Amen. God said, "I will not go with you." Now let me tell you the story that leads up to this. Moses, the children of Israel have been led out of slavery, out of Egypt. They've crossed the Red Sea. They're eating manna from heaven. They're drinking water from a rock in a desert. They have seen the miracles of God firsthand. They know who God is. And they are following Moses because they know Moses is following God. Then they come to Mount Sinai. And Moses goes up to meet with God on Mount Sinai. That's where God gave him the Ten Commandments. Well, Moses is gone about a month. And these people come to Aaron. Now, Aaron is the associate. Not saying anything about associates. But Aaron was a good man. Aaron was Moses' brother. Aaron was a godly man. But the people come to Aaron and they put pressure on him, saying, "Aaron, Moses is gone. He may not come back. And we need a God. So would you help us develop this God that we need? Because we're a religious people." He said, "Well, give me some earrings and give me some of your other gold." And he put it all together. And the Bible says that he actually whittled out a golden calf. You know what they called it? Jehovah. I'm not even going to go there. Jehovah's Witness has been using it ever since. No. They called it Jehovah. God. And they bowed down to it, and they got excited, and they got worked up, and Moses comes down from the mountain. Joshua said, "I hear something that sounds like war in the streets." But he said, "I don't hear any victory sounds, and I don't hear any crying of defeat." And they get closer, and they see what they're doing is having religious rituals around this golden calf. Moses is ticked. So is God. They are both very, very, very upset at what they see. Now, God told Moses, come down off the mountain, because God already knew what was going on down there. See, God gives us enough rope to do bad things, because we serve him by choice. We're not tied in a box. We don't have handcuffs put on. Well, you kids do, you teenagers. But, I mean, we don't have handcuffs put on us and drugged to church. We're here by choice, and God wants us here by choice. So he gives us enough rope to hang ourselves, as my mother used to say. He gives us enough. If we're going to go out on him, he's going to find a way that we can go out on him, that we can get into trouble. He's going to allow you to do that so that you can find out just how bad trouble is, and you find out why you don't want to be in trouble. Now, these people had seen God. And God says this, and here's where the story gets interesting. He said, I promised Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob that I would give them the land that flowed with milk and honey. That's a territory in Israel. He said, I promised that over 500 years ago. And I'm going to keep my promise to them. And he said, I'm going to send my angel to lead you into battle so that you win every battle against every one of these that oppose you. You can possess the land. Your children can get married. You can have your banquets. You can do all the things that you want to do, but I'm not going with you. What a terrible thing. To think that God's going to allow us to do all the things that we want to do, but he is not going to be in our presence. See, it isn't getting everything you want in this world that counts. It's the presence of God that counts. It isn't having everything. It isn't getting your way in everything. It isn't being in the church where you love all the people and they love you. It's about having God in your presence. People have told me when they come into the church, they said, there's something different about this church. There is something different about this church. And it's called the presence of God. Now, that doesn't mean that God isn't present in other churches. But what I'm saying, I know he's present here. You know he's present here. People don't come to the altar here as a ritual. They come because we have seen people actually healed here. We've seen their lives changed here. We don't have to say anything. We don't have to beg people to come. We don't have to say one more verse, Michael, and let's see if we'll... They just come. And they come Sunday after Sunday after Sunday, because we know if we bring our needs and we anoint them with oil and the prayer of faith will save the sick. We believe it. When God's presence is with us, we can do anything. I read a story some time ago, and it was about this drill sergeant, and there were these new recruits coming into the army. And so, how many of you are in the army? Yeah, well, you know what a drill sergeant is. But I was in the Navy. We had a chief, and he did the same thing. But he came in and he started kicking and yelling and say, everybody up, everybody up, everybody up. And it's about 5 o'clock in the morning. I mean, these kids slept until 10, you know. And he said, dress on your feet, and out they go. And he said, out to the grinder. That's where you grind the heels off your shoes. Everybody at attention. Then he looked at all of them. He said, anybody here think you can whip me? He said, come on, don't be shy. Anybody here think you can whip me? And a recruit raised his hand. He walked over to the recruit. He said, so you think you can whip me, son? He's about 6'2", 230 pounds, all muscle. He said, yes, sir, I think I can. He said, you a wrestler in school and a boxer and a black belt karate, sir? He said, you come with me, young man. He said, all right, is there anyone here that thinks they can whip both of us? This is what the Bible's talking about. And it makes a great application because you won't forget that story. If you don't forget that story, maybe you won't forget the point that I'm making. With the presence of God, you may be able to do a whole lot on your own. You may be able to conquer an army. You may be able to raise a family. You may be able to have nice things. But with you and God, you are undefeatable. There's nothing you can run into. There's no problem you can run into. There's nothing that you can need to deal with in life that you and God can't get through. God gives you that power that is within. And Moses pleads with God in the 33rd chapter, and he said, oh God, my presence. He said, we can't live without your presence. He said, you must go with us. He said, Moses, I'll go with you. But if I go with the people, I might just kill them before they get there because they're a wicked, hard-headed bunch. Well, we are a wicked, hard-headed bunch, and we want to do things our way. And we dig in and take a stand, and we decide that we're going to fall out with everybody because we just want our way. And God said, you can do it that way if you want to, but you're not going to have my presence if you want to do it that way. Because with my presence, there's only one way that it can be done, and that's my way. You're going to live a holy life. You're going to be a righteous people. You're going to draw people to me, not to your group, not to your club, not to your church, but you're going to draw people to me. They're going to see the presence of God in you. They're going to see the presence of God in the church. I'm here to tell you today that I'm sorry to say, but there are a lot of churches that do not have the presence of God. There are a lot of places that you can go to and clubs that you can be in that you cannot experience the presence of God. The presence of God comes from a sacrifice of yourself, a holy sacrifice. And said, Lord, I surrender all. Moses said, if your presence does not go with us, do not send us up from here. He said, Lord, we'll stay in the desert before I'll go anywhere without you. That's the kind of prayer we need to pray when we look for a job. That's the kind of prayer we need to pray, students, when we're looking for a college. That's the kind of prayer we need to pray when we're looking for a husband or a wife. That's the kind of prayer we need to pray when we're looking for a house. That's the kind of prayer we ought to pray when we're looking for a church. Lord, I want your presence. And when we stand in his presence, the blessings of God fall upon us. Psalms 16:11, David said, you have made known to me the path of life. You will fill me with the joy in your presence. This was right after David had sinned with Bathsheba. And he said, God, I can live without a lot of things, but I cannot live and go forward without your presence. And that's how we ought to feel when we've sinned. God, I want your presence. I want to feel the joy of my salvation. Lord, do not cast me from your presence. Psalm 140:13 declares, surely the righteous shall give thanks unto the name. The upright shall dwell in thy presence. Back in the Reader's Digest some years ago, there was a story about a lady that was an atheist. And she wrote this, and let me read it to you. Over the years, I've come to think I'm missing out. My friends and relatives who rely upon God, the real believers, not just the churchgoers, but the real believers. When they walk along the stream, they don't just see water falling over rocks. The sight fills them with ecstasy. They see the realm of hope beyond this world. And I just see a babbling brook. I don't get the message. When we walk through life with God's presence, we can look upon a little newborn baby and experience him. And know that that child is born for eternity. And it's a living soul that God has delivered to us. When we walk outside and we see the sun come up, we know that there's a God that created everything. You say, preacher, you still believe that? Oh, yeah, I believe it. And you say, well, who is God? God sent his son so that we could see that he has power over death. And there's something better than this world to live for. And he rose from the dead. He's seen by over 500 people. And the world was changed for the last 2,000 years because we saw God. If there is something bigger than God and greater than God, that is God. So God has to be the biggest and the greatest of all things. This can't just happen. There's a plan. There's a plan that makes the oxygen just right, just perfect. Because if there's too much oxygen, your house might blow up. If there's too little oxygen, you'll die of carbon monoxide poisoning. The trees give off the oxygen. And everything is in a cycle. And God created it right here. And as far as we can see out there, we can't find life anywhere else. But God said, I will make it, and I'll make it abundantly. He said, I'm going to make life. It isn't just going to be a human being, but I'm going to make a rat and a cat and a mouse and a worm and a bird and a fish. And I'm going to make fish that live in salt water and fish that live in... I'm just going to put life under rocks. I'm going to put it up in trees. But I'm going to confine it to this one little mile. And when men look at life, they're going to say, I thought I had it figured out. I actually thought man came from an ape. My granddad was an old-time preacher, not much of an education, fourth grade education, but he knew the book. And he said we had ancestors that hung from their necks, but none that ever hung from their tails. And I kind of believe him. But when you don't have the presence of God, you miss it all. So when I come to church, I want to experience the presence of God. And you know how I can experience it? Because you have it. I can experience it because you have it. I can experience it when we shake hands. I can experience when we speak. I can experience when we tell stories and when we sing. Because the presence of God, His Spirit bears witness with my spirit. And I know that I'm in His presence. And when I walk out, I know that I'm in His presence and I stay in His presence. Grandmother had a little grandchild up on her knee and she was reading from the book of Genesis to her. And the little girl got very quiet. And she looked down at the four-year-old and she said, "Do you like it?" She said, "Oh, I love it." She said, "You love it?" "Oh, yeah, because you never know what God's going to do next." Don't you just love His presence? Because you never know what God's going to do next. Let us stand. Our Heavenly Father, we thank You for Your presence. We thank You that You said the gates of hell will not prevail against the church. We thank You that You said You are with us always, even into the end of the world. We thank You that You said You'd never leave us nor forsake us. And Lord, with You and me, we can't be whipped. And for that we thank You, in Jesus' name.
You've been listening to Pastor Robert L. Fry from Heritage Church of God in Maumee, Ohio, where a salvation experience makes you a member. If you've enjoyed Pastor Fry's message today, we'd love for you to come and join us at Heritage Church of God. We're located at 3520 Strayer Road in Maumee, Ohio. Just look for the red brick church in the valley. If you'd like more information about Heritage Church of God, or you'd like to receive a copy of today's message, contact the church office at 419-861-9520 or visit our website at heritagechurchofgod.org. And this has been a Heritage Church of God audio outreach ministry.